superstars.
It's Russell Peters.
Yay!
David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You're a barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02, Wednesday, September 8th. How you doing? Because we're back at it. My name's Chris Fade. You got Pretty Malik. You got Big Rossi.
Hey.
Yay. You got Nala and Phone Guy.
Oh, no, you don't have them. They're not here.
What?
No, both of them.
Are you serious?
No. I spoke to Eddie this morning.
What's,
Nala was on WhatsApp as well. Maybe they just have a lot of fog and humidity across the country right now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's got to do with it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at that.
Hopefully they'll be in pretty soon. Especially Nala. Need a coffee.
Are you going to be okay? I mean,
no.
I know you don't like me making you one with my fingers, but I can. I'm there for you, buddy.
No, mate. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd go days without coffee if it meant that you had to make it.
As I scratch my head there. How was your night last night? What'd you do?
Nothing. Just hung out, really. Went to the Mall of Emirates, saw Pretty in the afternoon with a friend. We hadn't seen someone for a while, so we caught up with him.
Yeah,
and
had
then
some amazing dessert while we were there.
No, it's good, right? If you go to the Mall of Emirates, there's a next to Starbucks and Shake Shack.
Yes.
If you know where Starbucks and Shake Shack is, Shake Shack, where the Ski Dubai area is, there's this Japanese place. I don't know what it is.
I need to find the name.
But it has the best, like, cheesecake and Spanish lattes. And they have something called butter ice cream. I don't know what's in this ice cream.
I'm trying to
But
find
I'm addicted.
It.
Maybe it's butter.
I'm guessing there's butter in the ice cream.
Well, you're doing so well, though. You're under 100 kilos. You want to feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
And how did you do last night at dinner? Did you indulge or?
No. I told you. I put it on your Instagram comments. You don't get it.
I saw that. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, he still doesn't get it.
Like, that little ice cream will do nothing.
Yeah.
You deserve that ice cream. It was really nice.
Rossi went to his gym and he went with meat pies and sausage rolls and tried to see, let's see which one of the trainers is going to be guilty. And most of the trainers took a meat pie and you were like, guilty.
Naughty.
Yeah. Naughty, was it? But they're not being naughty. They're allowed. Because they're friends with food. They train well. It's finding that balance.
I've never been friends with food. Neither has my family. But that's another story all over again.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We need to have that conversation.
We'll get in on it. Yeah, I think so. Coming up, we're going to check the goss. What's the biggest headline you got this morning?
Oh, my goodness. The Matrix. You know, the fourth movie's coming out.
Yep.
They have done the coolest thing as a promotion. Chris, you will choose today the red pill or the blue pill.
Ooh.
You will choose it in 20 minutes, okay?
All right, cool. That's going to happen. All right. I've brought in some of my favorite food from Australia.
Okay.
We tried the British food yesterday. We're going to try some Aussie food today. There's Nala. Nala's just walked in. And she's walked in with a toaster, ladies and gentlemen. Which is fantastic. No, and I need... It's for me. I needed that. For our little Australian tasting test session later on.
It's going to be a great morning.
All right. Listen. Who's up right now? Who's about... you want it. 500 dirhams to Diwa. You want to call us? Just tell us what you're up to. That's what we're doing right now. 048715544. Phone lines are open. Let's get you on the show. 048715544.
The Chris Fayes Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Hadija, good morning.
Good morning.
Aww.
How you going? How you doing this Wednesday?
Oh, good. Done with work. Driving back home right now.
Finished work. So, hospital or airlines? Which one?
Airlines.
What do you do?
Yeah. I am a ground staff, so we work in the airport.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. How is it? Is it busy? Are we moving again a lot more?
Yes. Looking nice these days. A little bit busy, which is a good sign.
Yeah, that's
so we're
good.
All happy right now.
That's good. So you'll go home and just nap, right? You'll just go and have a nice sleep?
Very much, yes. That's the plan.
And then do you have another shift tonight? Like, do you go back to work tonight?
No. Today's my first off of 4 days.
No, that's great.
Oh, okay, so you work 4 days, then off, and then 4 days off, like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I could handle that.
But long shift, 12 hours.
Mm. Yeah, but like I'd like 4 days on, 4 days off. That's
like shift work.
No,
yeah.
No. How many days do you get off?
4 days off and then 4 days work. Two mornings, two nights, and 4 days off.
But you do like 12-hour shifts then?
Yes, yeah. 6 to 6, 5 to 5, whatever the shift is.
Yeah, that's long, long shifts.
You can do that? You think 4 days on, 4 days off?
I'd love 4 days
12
off.
12-hour shifts?
Yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's easy once your body gets used to it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. And you must be so busy throughout those 12 hours too, right? The time must fly.
Get like 1 hour of break, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
All of my friends do the same thing, like shift work as well, like that. Just thought I'd let you know.
Okay.
Thanks.
All
thanks, right, Ross. That was another great input there from Rossi.
Sorry.
But you just, yeah, my friends do that as well.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Khadija.
Yeah, cool. Hold on for me, Khadija. We've got Mervet. Mervet, how you doing?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Are you Egyptian?
No, I'm Lebanese, Chris.
Lebanese, because one of my friends, he's Egyptian, and his mum's name's Mervet, so I figured that it was.
Yes, I know it's an Egyptian name.
It is an Egyptian name. That's what got me. So, what are you doing? What are we at? We're at 6:11 in the morning on a Wednesday. Why are you up?
I'm doing my work run.
On the work run already? As wow. In you're on the way to work already? What do you do?
I'm a teacher. I work in Abu Dhabi, so I'm driving.
Oh, just be careful. There's a lot of fog in Abu Dhabi this morning, okay?
Yeah, it's very foggy. Even yesterday was foggy.
And so what, you live in Dubai?
Yes.
Man, Dubai, Abu Dhabi now every single day, right?
Yes.
How long you been doing it for?
1 year now.
Good on you. Good on you. That's not easy. All right. Well, listen, we've got 500 dirhams right now, courtesy of Diwa, right?
Private car owners with registered Diwa EV accounts, this is cool, can charge their vehicle free of charge until the end of December 2021. You can check out where the charging stations are across Dubai on the Diwa Smart app. They have over 300 charging stations.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Especially if you've got an electric car, you're loving this. Yeah. So, guys, what I'm going to do, Mervet and Khadija, I'm going to write a number on this piece of paper. Okay. It's between 1 and 20. Whoever gets it first gets the 500 dirhams cash. How does that sound, ladies? Is that cool?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, okay. Cool. You there, Khadija? You still there? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Khadija! Have we lost Khadija?
Khadija!
She's... Oh, hold on. No, I think we may have her. Sure. I think we got her. Khadija, okay. You are there, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so it's between 1 and 20. Khadija, you're going to go first. Good luck. Whoever gets this number gets the... 500 dirhams. There's the number, guys. I've held it up.
Got it.
All right, go ahead, Khadija. Between 1 and 20, go ahead.
7?
No.
Is it 10?
Mervet, it is not 10. Khadija, back to you.
4?
No, not 4.
Is it 18?
No, it's not 18. Now, people say this is the most exciting game on radio. Not.
Maybe definitely we should do between 1 and 10.
I was going to do 150.
No.
Make it extra long.
Okay.
Khadija, back to you.
2?
No, not 2, sorry.
Oh my goodness.
5?
Sorry, Mervet.
5?
No.
Oh, it's not 5. No.
Khadija.
Is it 8?
No.
You were closer before.
Don't Mervet. Give any clues.
9?
Hold on, Mervet.
Yeah.
Mervet, over to you again. Did you say 9?
Yes, I said 9.
No, that's incorrect. Back to you, Khadija.
3?
No.
Mervet.
4?
No.
Khadija.
1?
No.
It's closer to 20.
Stop it.
Mervet.
Stop giving clues, Rossi.
Sorry, Chris.
19?
No.
19?
No.
17?
Who said 17?
Me, Khadija.
You won it.
Yay!
Well 500 dirhams courtesy of Diwa is all yours. Well done.
Woohoo!
Yay! You guys have a great morning. Thank you for listening. Be safe on the roads. And tomorrow with Diwa, we'll give you another chance. And I promise you, the game will be as exciting as that.
What are you doing?
I just want to know what Rossi's doing.
I'm just writing something about my bingo tomorrow because my mum's going to come and I'm going to make her twerk there.
Yep, there we go. Just wanted to see what he was up to. I knew it was something.
Is that okay?
Yep. Sure, go ahead. Keep doing it. I'll look forward to seeing it. When does your mum arrive?
It's worrying. She arrives tonight at midnight.
And you're going to take her straight to bingo tomorrow?
Yeah.
Gosh, give her some time.
I haven't been
chill.
Out with my mum for ages.
So you take her to bingo.
Hey, there's room for two more if Dev fancy it. You know, Dev and Sushi.
Not her name.
That's Pretty's parents that he's talking about.
What's she called?
Not Sushi.
Just call her mum Sushi.
Yep.
What's her name?
Shushy.
Oh, come on, easy mistake to make.
No.
Sushi's a little bit like, you could have gone like sushashi or something, but like,
yeah,
not
I know.
Sushi.
Sushi is a little bit.
That's a little bit fishy.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah, Britt, what have you got for us?
Ed Sheeran is gearing up to drop his second single from his upcoming album,
okay.
Equal. This song, Shivers, comes out in full on Friday. Now, remember what he told us when we spoke to Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
That Bad Habits was the only different song on the album. The rest of it is going to be the usual sad, depressing love songs,
yes,
right?
I love that from Ed Sheeran, though.
Hear Shivers. I love it when you like that. When you're closer, give me the shivers. Baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks.
When they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. Sounds good.
I like that.
Yeah, did you see his latest Instagram post where he's dressed up as Elton John?
Yeah,
yeah,
so
I just saw that now, actually, yeah.
That's part of the music video which will be accompanying the single when it comes out this
good
weekend
work
on Friday.
Good, listen, new music from Ed Sheeran, I'm always a fan of.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. You know? So earlier this week, I told you Nicole Scherzinger is being sued by Robin Anton, who is the founder of the Pussycat Dolls. She filed a lawsuit alleging that Nicole is refusing to participate in a reunion tour despite agreeing to terms and agreeing to do it back in 2019. Well, now Nicole's lawyer has fired back at all the allegations. Quote, Nicole loves and respects the PCD fans and hopes to one day be back on stage performing the group's amazing hits for them. Now, Robin alleged that Nicole was demanding to renegotiate the contract to get more money. She wanted 75% of the action as opposed to the agreed 49%. But Nicole's lawyer has called the claims ludicrous and false and alleged they are a desperate attempt to divert blame for her own failures by trying to impose the obligation on Nicole that simply do not exist. These two do not like each other.
Oh, yeah. There we go. They're on. This is it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cat fight in the Pussycat Dolls.
I think this is going to go on for a while. And finally, fans can now get the first look at the fourth film in the Matrix franchise. There's this new interactive website that's launched. It's called whatisthematrix.com.
Okay.
And it gives you the first look at the Matrix Resurrection. So when you go onto the website, you can pick either red pill or blue pill.
Okay.
And then it will give you footage from the movie. There are apparently 180,000 videos. So every time you go on, there will be a different teaser that plays for you.
Okay, wow. That's cool.
The full trailer for the movie, The Matrix Resurrections, comes out tomorrow, but this is just a little taste. It's pretty cool.
That is like the first time anything's happened like that, isn't
it? Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a cool way to kind of tease the movie. So, Chris, I posed the question to you. What would you like, the red pill or the blue pill?
Red. I'll take the red.
Click on it.
This is the moment for you to show us what is real. Right now, you believe it's 5:06 a.m. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Could be. This is the first day of the rest of your life. But if you want it, you gotta fight for it.
Yeah.
No, I want the blue pill. I didn't like that.
Do you remember how you got here? You've lost your capacity to discern reality from fiction. What's real is here and now. 5:07 a.m. Anything else is just your mind playing tricks on you. It becomes a problem when fantasies endanger us. We don't want anyone to get hurt.
Cool, huh?
Is there like a pink pill or like a pink pill?
What's in between blue and red? I don't know.
Orange?
Purple.
Purple?
Purple.
Yeah,
purple. Is there a purple one?
Did you say orange?
Yeah, I thought that was the color between them two.
Okay. Keanu Reeves will be returning along with Jada Pinkett Smith, Neil Patrick Harris, Bianca Chopra Jonas, and Christina Ricci.
Oh, that's cool.
December 22nd, the movie comes out.
Cannot wait for it. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
What are the primary colors, Chris?
Just leave me alone. Was I right with the primary colors?
Oh, I think so.
Red,
you said one more.
Red,
I don't
blue.
Think green's in there.
Would you let him? someone finish talking.
It's I talk. He just talks over me all the time.
Well, why would you ask a question and then carry on talking, though?
Because I said, did I get the primary colors right? Then I went to just tell you what I said, which was red, green, blue, and yellow. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah, there's no green in there because blue and yellow make green, right?
No, red, green, yellow, and blue, yes, they're primary colors.
Thank you, pretty.
Yes.
Green is not a primary color.
Okay, I will tell this website that it's wrong.
Please do, because green is a secondary color, if I remember from school, because yellow and blue make green, aka secondary color.
The three, I think it's normally referred to as three primary colors. It's red, yellow, blue.
Yes, that's what I just said, yeah.
You guys done?
I don't know why we're spending so much time on the primary colors.
I want to know what the primary colors are. We learned this at school. It was one of the most basic things.
Red, yellow, blue.
Primary colors.
Red, yellow, blue. You were right.
There's three primary colors, which are red, yellow, and blue. Then there's three secondary colors, which is orange, green, and violet. Then there's six tertiary colors.
Wow.
That's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, red, violet, which are formed to mix a primary, which is secondary.
What? Then formed by mixing primary with the secondary.
Don't you try to correct me after you guys couldn't get it right.
What's the color that when your kids are painting and they mix it all together and they get like a dark brown? What color is that?
I don't know, but say the rainbow colors in the row that you guys said. How do you guys say the rainbow colors?
We do Roy G. Biv.
Red and yellow
and pink and green. Yeah, that's what
purple,
we say. And orange and blue.
I can see
the rainbow.
I see ya.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
How do you have pink?
You see that rainbow coming up over the sky. You wanna clean it up, yo. Look at the old bottom. It's not old, because you will find a pot of gold. Oof.
Guys.
Dubstep remix. You slobbered everywhere.
No one used this microphone until it's cleaned. All right, has everyone got the bass up in their car?
This is the worst idea.
Settings, you guys all good?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Just take my headphones off.
This.
No.
This is a remix.
Pretty.
I am a remix.
He's gonna pass out.
Look at the vein in his head.
I know, he's turning red.
Oh my gosh, are you okay, Chris? Well done.
You know, my parents are like, you went to college, you got a broadcast journalism degree. What do you do now?
Get to work with that. Other stations can't compete with this show. Not when they don't have the... As a parent...
Yeah.
Okay, listen. As a parent, I felt guilty last night.
Why?
And I want to know, if you're a parent listening to this, you may be not the parent, you may be the child... Maybe I get advice from both of you all.
Okay.
0487155544. So I had to get Kiki. I took the iPad away from her last night.
Ooh, big trouble, huh? Why?
First time I ever did it.
What's she
First
done?
Time I ever did it. So I've set some rules in the house for the new school year.
Yes.
And I said, all right, you can use your iPad as soon as you get home from school for an hour.
Mm.
So from like, you know, 3:30 to 4:30, you can use it. Then from 4:30 to 7:30, it's off. It's homework time, and it's just get outside and do your own thing
activity.
Time.
Activity.
Activity time. They you know, they did MMA yesterday. They do a lot of stuff. Right? 7:30 to 9 o'clock,
yeah.
They're allowed their iPad.
Oh, again.
So they can just do whatever they want at night. Then they get into bed, and they're just on their iPad. 9 o'clock, lights out, you're in.
Yep.
Cool. And two nights ago.
Mm.
I did the secret spot check. They thought Daddy was asleep. I said, good night, girls. Gave them all the kisses. Gave
little
them tucked
fake,
them in.
Fake.
Got into bed. And at 10 p.m., I decided just to get up to do a little bit of a warden's check.
Oh.
Walk the corridors in the house, you know. Walk the corridors.
And what did you find?
Sounds like a prison.
Yep.
Go on.
As I opened my door, I opened it very, very quietly because they could hear me. They could hear Dad open.
Yeah.
Kiki has now gone into the spare bedroom.
Ooh.
Lights on, sitting there, got her crackers out. She's having a party. It's 10 o'clock. Crackers out on her iPad, headphones in, just eating, doing a thing. And she just sees my face and she just went, oh, I'm in trouble. She knew.
She knew.
She knew. She knew. She looked at me and she just was like, hi.
What did you say at that time?
What's the time? Oh, it's 10 o'clock. I said, all right, get into bed. And I didn't do anything. I just said, get into bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She gets into bed.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Last night, 7:30 comes where she's allowed to have her iPad.
Correct.
And she goes and grabs it. Mm. And I said, give it to me.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, please, Chris.
Please, Kiki, please give it to me.
I said, give it to me. Took it. And she's like, what? I said, you know what this is for? I said, I'm not making the rules. I allow you to make the rules, but you broke them. And she's like, no, you make the rules.
Giving you the sass.
Yeah, I said, but listen, I said, there's so many parents. There are so many parents that don't even allow their kids to have iPads on.
Very true.
So here it is right now. I need you as a parent to call me. And even they're not listening to the radio now because they don't get into the car till about 7:15. Call me up and just say that you don't let your kids on their iPads at all. Because I want her to feel like they're lucky a little bit that they're allowed to use it.
I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, but if someone could just call me, then what I'll do is I'll play this audio.
Oh, you're going to play it to her later like, oh, Kiki, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And guess what? I was right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but maybe it's legit. Like, maybe you don't allow them to have, like, their tablets, iPads, all that.
Yeah.
0487155444. I would like to hear from you.
Okay.
And be honest, I guess. Like, maybe you do. But so last night, she didn't have it.
Mm. And what did she
Man,
do for
I
that
got,
time?
I got the Kiki's eyes. The eyes of Kiki when she's not happy. They burn through my soul.
But you, did you give in? Did you give in?
No, I didn't give in. But then her sister was in there with her iPad just watching stuff. And I went, you know, the rule is you're not allowed your iPad, but there's no reason why you can't watch your sister's.
Why did you do that?
Because I felt guilty.
Chris, you can't do that. You've got to be firm. Otherwise.
And then she goes, Nooshi doesn't let me watch her iPad. And I said, well, Nooshi, maybe you could offer her to share with her. And then Nooshi just goes, do you want to watch the iPad with me?
You can't do that, Chris. You got to stay firm on your stance.
Anne, how you doing?
Yeah, fine. I'm driving my two sons to school now.
So what are their iPads times? Like, what are their tablet times? Are there restrictions in?
Yeah, there is restrictions. I'm allowing them to use the iPads for an hour. And after class, when you reach home. But after that one, no iPad, because I want them to prepare their minds and brains and review things and their studies. So
okay.
Only an hour or maximum 2 hours after we reach home.
And that's
then
it.
After that, no. Yeah. And
all right. An hour, 2 hours max after you reach home. Is it Sita?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, at home it is no iPad, no electronic gadgets during the week.
Well, you
during
got no week? iPads at all. Like,
that's
there's
a good idea.
No iPads, no TV, nothing during the week.
Yeah, it's only Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays we have.
How did your kids adjust? Are they okay?
They're okay. My son is 21, and my daughter is 12.
Hold on. You're 21, still under the same rule?
No, it's not in the rule.
He's a doctor now. He's a doctor.
Maybe that's, you know, that massive safe you've got. Take all the money out and put
what?
The iPads in
what
there.
What are you talking
in the
about? Week.
There is no safe nor money in my house.
Please,
just to let you
don't.
Know, don't come and rob me. Fuad, what are your thoughts, man? No, we lost Fuad. Basantia?
No, it's Chris. Good morning. It's Basantia. Basant.
Basant.
I said Basantia. You're like, no, it's Basantia.
Good morning, Chris. How are you guys? Hi, Prithi.
Hi, Basant. What's going on? Tell us.
So, yeah, so basically, I feel for Chris. I mean, I should, I believe that, you know, you have to keep a policy where they're not exposed to the iPads on a daily basis.
Mm.
So we have a strict policy at home where we allow him to use on a weekend.
Weekend
and probably we try to give him more books to read rather than, you know, watching iPads or playing times on the TV, the games, etc.
Because it's hard. I take the iPads off them, but then I'm just online 24/7 anyway.
Yeah, you need to lead by example.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to lead by example there. I've got stuff to do, things to watch. I'm watching the UFC fighting. Listen, I watch it on an app.
Don't stress. They're good kids. Your kids are very polite, very well behaved.
Thank you. Thanks,
Rossi. You don't need to stress.
Thank you. Dina, you're an educator. What do you think I should do?
Good morning. I'm an educator and a life coach for parents. And here you go. What you did at the beginning was very correct. You don't punish, you don't shout, and you don't head to your room to sleep. This is perfect. You set the rule. And I sent you very proud of you until you said you asked her to share with her sister.
Yes.
What's the point?
Exactly.
All right.
You need to stick to your, whatever rule it is, you don't listen to other parents. Every parent has their own way. Okay. 1 hour, no hour, 5 hours, up. Every house has its own
rules.
Season.
Okay.
But for you already decided with them the rule, and then you need to stick to the rule. What I would advise you that you got the fasty from Kiki and telling you, use for the rules. Next time, it's better whenever rules are set in there, and your kids are old enough, you all put the rules. So you put very, very strict, you say half an hour. Yeah. So in your head, it's an hour or 2 hours. But you start with very low expectations, and they decide on 1 hour or 2 hours.
Yeah, we did that. We all these rules we set together, you know. I wanted them to be part of this journey. So I'm working it out. I like that. Thank you, Dina. I appreciate you. To try to entertain them, what I said, let's get and wrestle. We play WWE wrestling sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So I said, let's have a wrestling match. And, you know, Nushi was in there. We were like, you know, pile driving each other. Kiki was like just looking like didn't want to be part of it. And then something clicked. She wanted revenge on her father. She came in like Hulk Hogan. And just was like hammering me. And I'm like, hold on, this is only a game. It's only a game.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Good morning, Tala.
Oh my God. Hello!
You are on the pop quiz. You made it through.
Yeah! Hi, guys!
Morning!
What's happening?
Morning. You sound amazing. What's going on in Tala's life?
Just dropping off Maxi to school.
Yeah? Is that the kid?
That is the kid.
The kid. The one that all your life is now devoted to. You've been put on this earth to make sure that kid is okay.
Yeah.
That's what we do. You know, once you have a kid, that's what you realize. That's all you got to do. You got to make sure these things are okay, right?
Exactly.
I hear you. How's that school run? You're back at school. Obviously, it's been a couple of weeks. How's week two going for mum?
Week two is going okay.
Okay, cool. Nice stuff. Good to hear.
Getting through it.
Not bad. His dad normally does a school run, so this is exciting for me.
Okay. Where's dad now?
Sleeping.
Oh, lucky dad.
Hey, good on you, Tala. Let's get you some cash flow. See, now you're going to come home. Maybe you can come home with 10,000 dirhams and be like, hey, guess what, honey? You should have done the school run because I just won 10K. Everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
All right, if you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Good luck. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who teamed up with DJ Regard for the song Secrets?
Pass.
Finish the TV show name. The Big Bang
Theory.
Adam Levine is the lead singer of which band?
Patrol. That one.
Nope. Okay, that true one. Or false? True or false? Fast and Furious 7 was filmed in Abu Dhabi.
Yes, true.
Who was the highest paid actor of 2020 according to Forbes? I love this guy.
Brad Pitt, no.
The
Rock.
Okay. Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker is a character from which movie franchise? Luke Skywalker.
From the Star Wars.
Yes. Which Canadian rapper's real name is Aubrey Graham? Is it Drake or Notorious B.I.G.?
Drake.
Which Jonas brother is singing in the group DNCE? Is it Joe or Joe?
Joe.
What is the capital of Austria?
Ooh, my husband will kill me if I don't get this one.
Time's up, but I want you.
No.
Time's up. But if you get this right, I'm going to keep it in. What is the capital of Austria?
Help me, Maxie.
It starts with a V. And it,
Vienna.
Yes, yeah. Vienna. Well done. 600 dirhams, Tala.
You got to give me that one. He'll kill me. Woo, 600 dirhams, Maxie. Can you guys just say hi to him really quickly?
Sure. Let me say hi. Let's say hi. Hi, Maxie. Maxie, you there?
Maxie.
Yeah, how old are you, Maxie? How old are you?
4.
You're 4 years old. Oh. Mum just won a lot of money and she's going to buy you a little present after school, okay?
Am I? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tala, you're an absolute superstar. Well done. DJ Regard teamed up with Ray for the song. Maroon 5 is Adam Levine. He's the main.
Yes.
Not Snow Patrol. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the highest paid actor of 2020.
And that's all we got to.
That's all we got to, but that would have got you more of the cash. But you're a superstar. Have a great morning and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Love it. School run going on right now. The work run happening. And you got us on and we appreciate you. David Guetta now on Virgin Radio. Hey, you never know. You can always get through on this pop quiz. Just keep trying. 7:10 tomorrow morning. We're back here on Virgin giving you the chance to win 10,000 dirhams cash.
And we really want to give it away.
We do.
We do want to give away that 10K.
I want to tell you something about my kids. It was cute.
What's that?
I took them to Spinney's yesterday. And we were down the we were down the aisle. And
Are you okay?
They pointed.
I feel like he's going to pass out telling me
like,
story.
Are you okay, dude?
Take a deep breath, Ross.
They love they call them balls. You know, your favorite snacks.
Sure.
And they were like, oh, look, there's Chris's. Snacks.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Awkward.
Does that make you a little bit like hurt inside when your kids are like, oh, there's you know, Chris's snacks?
I just don't like thinking of you, but I like to support you in a way.
You support me.
I do when I can, yeah. Like, you know, go to Starbucks and buy you snacks. But it was cute, but they know they're just like Chris Fade snacks, that's what they call
them. Do they eat them, though? That's what I want to know.
They do, yeah. We order them online and get them in.
Now thank you, mate.
It's Liz. I mean, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't up for
me. You do support our faithful company.
Not me. It's
Liz.
Thank you. It's Liz.
I appreciate that, Rossi. Are the kids going to come over this afternoon?
We are indeed, yes. So I hope we get some free snacks from you.
Do you want to bring them over for a swim?
Yes, I do, actually, because you promised me a bike. I need to borrow a bike for my parents.
So Rossi's coming over to my house
because he just wants
to take my bike.
This is going to be the most eventful, awkward situation, and I don't know how and why, but please document it.
Can I? It's okay. It's all documented. I'll tell you why. Because when Chris was away, and me and Liz said we'll go and see kids just to see how they are and that, he checked in on his video camera, right, device, I was listening to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And us talking to the kids. And he said, I had to turn it off for a while because it was awkward. You were just talking about the dog and stuff like that. Look at that. That's terrible.
I've got a surveillance camera in my house.
You're listening to what we were saying to the kids when you said
I'm over at your house right now with the kids. And so I just tapped into the camera and I just wanted to see the awkward conversation. And it was Rossi.
Awkward.
It was just my two daughters and the dog. And Rossi's like,
no.
So how long have you had the dog for?
No, it wasn't. It was about the photo about your old dog. Do you miss your old dog?
Yeah, the dog.
Why would you say that?
Because it died?
Yeah, it did not. We gave it away.
No, it you gave it away.
Yes, we gave the dog away.
It ran away.
It didn't run away. You gave it away.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
Hang out. Thanks, Ross. Oh, my daughter's calling me now, actually.
I'll have
to talk to her about that.
Did she hear?
I'm sure she did. Up next, we have a surprise plan for someone that listens to this show.
Yeah.
They have no idea what we're doing, but we've been told that it's their birthday.
Yes.
And we're going to surprise them. Nice. And I'm going to do it with a prank phone call.
Nice.
All right. It's all next here on Virgin. Oh, my daughter's answered. Okay. All right.
Oh, we've got a special
Chris. There's a WhatsApp message. An Instagram message we received on Chris Fade's show, and Shree's husband says that it's her birthday today, and he would like you guys to surprise her with a phone call.
So she listens to the show. We've been told we've got her number. We're going to give her a call. It's her birthday. I will call up from. Maybe the Birthday Foundation. You know, we randomly call people and wish them happy birthday.
Okay.
We haven't done that for years.
Haven't done it for a while. Let me put on a voice here. Let's call her. Wish her happy birthday. Here we go. Come.
Hello.
Hello, is this Shree?
Yeah.
Hello, Shree. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We are calling up from the Birthday Association.
Okay.
We have your records in our system that it's your birthday.
Yes.
So we are wishing you happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very, very.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. How old? We do not have the year. We only have the month. How old are you turning?
I am 48.
48.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday from all of us on the team.
Thank you so much.
Are you doing anything? Are you doing anything special?
No, just keeping myself calm and not getting more anxious.
Why? Why anxious?
Because I know I have been inspiring people a lot, and I get a lot of wishes not only from the known people but from the unknown people.
Well, we are unknown people, so, but we love you.
Yes. Thank you so much. That is what I want to be, as grounded as possible and don't get so overwhelmed.
Good on you. Good on you. Before we go, we have just quick survey. Would you mind like maybe two questions?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Do you have your driver's license? You driving?
Yes.
So do you take metro or do you drive car?
I drive.
Drive. And what radio, who is your favorite radio presenter in the country?
I used to listen to Chris Fade show.
Who? Chris?
Chris Fade show.
Chris.
So Chris Fade and Preeti Malik are my favorites.
Okay, Chris. Chris. Well, and your name?
My name is Vidya. Shree Vidya.
Hey, yes. Happy birthday. It's Chris Fade and Preeti Malik.
Thank you so much, guys. Oh, my God.
Did you have any idea?
No, I don't have any idea.
Oh, my gosh. Happy 48th birthday. Yay! Look at you, superstar.
Thank you. I am in tears. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Your husband has arranged this for you. He wanted to make sure your day is special.
He knows how much crazy I am about you two.
We're crazy about you, darling, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
We love you so much, all right?
Thank you so much. I am in a park doing my walking.
And she's crying. There's a woman crying in the park, ladies and gentlemen. But it's her birthday and she's amazing.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Preeti Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
What have you got, Preeti Malik?
Justin Bieber is giving fans a closer look at what performing at his first concert in 3 years felt like. There's going to be a new documentary called Justin Bieber, Our World. It's going to be premiering on Amazon Prime on October 8th. If you remember, he performed New Year's Eve 2020 into 2021. December 31st, he performed. So it's like a behind-the-scenes documentary. Nice. Look at Justin.
I like Biebs. I like the Bieber.
TikTok was right. Kylie Jenner is expecting baby number two. She's confirmed it.
Whoa, already?
She made the announcement with a sweet video on Instagram. This is baby number two with Travis Scott. Here's Kylie Jenner revealing the news to her mom, Kris Jenner.
Oh, what is this? Wait a second. Are you pregnant?
It's such a beautiful video.
That's cute stuff. Good on him. Congratulations.
And finally, Britney Spears' father has filed a petition. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To end the conservatorship that has controlled her life for over 13 years.
So now he wants to end it.
He is ending it. Jamie says, quote, recent events related to this conservatorship apparently changed his mind. He's possibly referencing Britney's bombshell testimony that she gave earlier this year. The petition continues, quote, circumstances have changed to such an extent that grounds for establishment of a conservatorship may no longer exist now. It just doesn't finish like that. The termination must be approved by a judge. And Britney's attorney says that this is a legal victory and vindication for Britney Spears. The next hearing, September 29th.
Good on. I mean, that's a good decision. We want Britney free. Britney. That's what we wanted. So let's see where it's going to go from here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pretty Mullah. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Remember, real foggy if you're heading into Abu Dhabi, by the way. It is slowly going away from us, but that humidity is, as we thought it was getting cooler, which it was, the humidity is coming and going.
Hold on a second, guys. I'm coming in.
Not done yet.
The humidity is Chris Hemsworth.
That's right. I'm Chris Hemsworth, and I just did a commercial for Expo 2020 Dubai.
Which you can find on Chris Fade Show.
When I was thinking about coming to Dubai, there was only one reason why I came. And that's because of Expo 2020. My name's Chris Hemsworth. I'm 6'5", Australian six-pack with big muscles. People know me as Thor, but I want you to know me as the man that comes to Expo 2020.
Okay. Dubai. Thanks, Chris Hemsworth.
Are you done?
No problem, mate. You know, it's a fake voice. I tell you all the time. It's a fake voice.
What? How does he sound usually then without when he does?
He just sounds like me, nasally and squeaky.
You wish he sounds like
Hey, I'm Chris Hemsworth. How you going? Like, you know, but when he does the movies,
I am Chris Hemsworth.
Like, if I was to do a superhero movie, do you think I'd be like,
well,
hey, hello, mum, hello, dad, let's get it going. I'm gonna destroy you with my big axe, hammer. I'd be like,
yeah.
I'm Chris Fade. I'm going to hurt you.
Well, you do this voice every single day. This isn't your usual voice, is it?
This is real. This is my real voice.
No, the voice that you talk on the radio every day with, it's not your real voice. You've got a funny voice.
That's, yeah, this is not my real voice. I put it on every day.
What's your real voice?
Go on, hello, hello, everyone. Oh, my name's Chris.
We're so sad, aren't we?
Hello, everyone. This is my real voice.
You have given so many reasons for people to find other radio stations, and it's 7:50.
I know, but you love me. You'll never leave me.
No, you just want to know how much worse it can get. We still got 2 hours left of the show.
It can get a lot worse. Because of Watch Rossi Readings up next.
Oh, no! Yeah.
It's Bella Porch with Bill DaBabe on Virgin Radio. And we've built our very own babe. And he comes as an Evertonian.
10 years on. And we still have no idea what this segment is about.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
Thank you.
What's Rossi Reading?
Thank you, everybody.
He's known as the Everton Babe. It's a big Rossi.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm a babe.
Weird and wonderful stories. What have you got for us, bud?
There's no kids listening now, is there? Can we guarantee that?
We can't guarantee that. So if would you like them to...
Just turn the radio off, mums and dads, if there's a kid listening. So
then we shouldn't really be doing this.
Yeah.
Well, it's just utter stupidity. So a teenage boy has injected himself with mercury in attempt to give himself superpowers. He wanted to be like the boy from X-Man, the superhero from X-Man, and decided to basically inject himself. You know, there's a mercury in X-Men, right?
Okay.
I don't know. It's your story.
You said it 13 times. I think we got it.
So he decided to inject himself with mercury. Didn't end up very well. Got burns all over his arm. Had to go into hospital. Luckily didn't hit a vein and he's okay. But he's also reportedly allowed a spider to bite him in the hopes that he can become like Spider-Man.
Oh, man.
The doctor said he's okay now. And he said, come on, boy. Up and at him. Get out.
It's a joke, I
You're
think.
You're fine now.
I don't get it.
Adamant, is that what you were doing?
By injecting mercury into himself, he didn't plan it very well.
Oh, plan it.
Plan it, yep, cool.
Got it.
Freddie Mercury, Bruno Mars, and Venus Williams all walk into a restaurant, but they didn't plan it.
Wow.
Hey, do you know I watched that movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, 3 times in a row last
night? What movie?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I watched it 3 times in a row, and now I feel sick. It must have been the high mercury content. Freddie Mercury.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you, Rossi. News up next.
Was that bad? Was it bad?
Yeah.
It was. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Hello, morning, the Chris Fade Show.
Please explain what's about to happen.
All right, so yesterday we had, we tried some of the British food, right? We had the pies.
Delicious.
Yeah, they were good. They were good, right? And then we talked about internationally, what's your favorite food? Like from your country, what's your typical big food that you love to eat?
We had everything from arepas to potato pancakes. We had Magouf from Iraq. Like we had so many different foods come through.
So I've decided to bring in the Australian food.
Uh-oh.
The Aussie food.
Bush tucker.
And I've got to say, it's not just your typical, standard Aussie food because, big shout out to the guys at Bega, they have just delivered us here at Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
What? That's
Vegemite.
Oh, wow.
It's literally Virgin Radio Vegemite. Let me flip them right
Radio
there.
Radio Virgin.
There it is. How cool is that?
That's so cool.
So let me ask you guys, as a, you're an American, you're from the UK.
Yeah.
Eddie as well. Eddie from Kenya in Studio 2 over there. Do you know what Vegemite is? Before you ever met me, Pretty, did you know what Vegemite was?
No.
You in America? No. You did not get that.
No.
Eddie, Kenya?
Nope. Never heard of it.
You didn't know what Vegemite was. Rossi, obviously.
Marmite.
Yeah, you know Marmite, but were you aware of Vegemite?
Yes, I'd known about it, yeah.
So Vegemite growing up in Australia was your staple. You just wake up in the morning, and you still do now, and you just put Vegemite on toast. All right? Mm. Okay. And you can have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
What is in Vegemite?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is it like butter?
No, it's not like a butter.
Huh. Isn't it like yeasty stuff?
It is, but there is. Now, people in Australia, there's a big debate of how much Vegemite you put on something. Right? Like, do you do a light spread of it? Do you do a lot? People like it a lot. Some people like it with butter. Some people don't like it with butter.
Mm. So, what is your way?
A good amount of butter and a decent amount of Vegemite, okay. Like, but I don't go all in. Okay. So what I want to do next,
and I
want to give you guys a traditional Australian breakfast next. We're going to try Vegemite, okay?
Done.
And big shout out to the guys because they've given us our own Virgin Radio ones,
that's
which
cool.
I think is so, so cool. Not easy to get. This is coming
like
all the
that.
Way from Australia.
Yeah, I like that.
All
that's
right,
cool.
So we're going to give this a go next. And I would like to know, have you tried Vegemite and what are your thoughts? And not as an Aussie, because I know the Aussies would call up and go, yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. But as someone that doesn't live or doesn't know Australia but has tried Vegemite, what are your thoughts on it?
Okay.
0487155444. I've brought my toaster in from home.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got some fresh bread. I got the butter and I got the Vegemite. We're going to do this now.
Let's do it.
Up next, I'm actually getting hungry right now just thinking about this.
Okay.
We'll do it after Doja Cat. You're on Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show. I've got the guys trying Australian Vegemite. Some people say it's an acquired taste. If you're from Australia, you're pretty much down with it.
Okay.
But if you're not, it does become an acquired taste. Now, Carmelo, you've tried Vegemite. What were your thoughts? Carmelo?
Oh.
Yeah, hi, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, were your thoughts on Vegemite, mate?
It's quite heavy. Look, I'm Italian. For me, breakfast is with coffee and brioche, but I married an Aussie. And she pushed me to try Vegemite. I never tried in front of her. I sneak in the evening. I tried. It's tasteful. I like it. But I would never say
you
like it.
You were so Italian. I love this. And you married an Australian who is... Because as an Australian, you do push Vegemite onto people. Like, I've pushed it onto Brianna, who's American.
And she likes it now?
She likes it, yeah. But so you do enjoy it, Carmelo?
I enjoy it, yeah.
Okay.
But not for breakfast, actually.
Not for breakfast? That's... Sam...
Hello.
Your thoughts on Vegemite? Oh, hold on. Where are you from?
I'm from England.
Okay, here we go. Your thoughts on it?
Everything about it, the thought of it, the texture, everything just makes me want to, horrible.
But will you have Marmite?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good. I just thought you were like Marmite strong or something.
You know the campaign in the UK for Marmite was you either love it or you hate it.
Really?
That was the campaign, yeah.
Okay, so here we are. The toast has just been brought into the studio. Now, I want to teach you how to do this the right way, guys.
Tell me.
Fresh bread.
Tell me.
Okay. So you want to get the butter.
Wow.
This is a typical Australian breakfast, guys. This is what you would have.
Okay.
You butter the bread and you do a good...
That's a good amount of butter there, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, that's cholesterol city.
Yeah, you just want a good amount of butter. I have sanitized my hands before doing this because I know the guys are going to be eating it.
Nothing better than a bit of sanitizer on your toast.
Now, I'll open up the virgin side of the Vegemite here. Here we go. Now, listen. Oh, yeah.
It's fresh.
Now, Pretty.
Yeah.
I want you to come and actually
open
smell
this because he can't open the lid.
Yeah, I can't open the lid.
Do you want some help from a big boy?
No, no, I've got
you
it.
You okay?
They've done well. They've done well. Here we go. Give it. I just want you to smell it. Just smell it.
Can got I have a smell?
No, I don't want your nose anywhere near it. Okay. Now, look, you're just
that
gonna
is a very strong smell.
Now, it's not too much of the Vegemite, and I'm just gonna lather it like so. Ooh. Okay, I don't want any more than that. That's a good amount right there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you want it really nice in there, like so.
This is
and
great
then
radio,
I'm going to cut
mate.
This.
Loving it.
Yep, all right. I'm going to cut it into triangles so we can all have a little taste here. Now, pretty.
Yeah, give it
to
me.
I want you to grab that one. And here we go. It's okay. Rossi.
Okay. We have to eat at the same time.
Yep, there you go. Cheers, guys.
Scared.
Now, be honest.
Okay.
Be honest, because okay. You may not like it.
Okay, ready?
Set. 3, 2, 1.
There's an aftertaste pretty at the end.
So good.
You'll get a strong aftertaste.
You know what? It's such a small amount. It's like a little hint of the saltiness.
That's what you want.
And I don't mind that.
I'm in heaven.
I don't mind it.
Rossi?
It's not that bad.
I'm not really a fan. It's too strong for me.
It's because you're British. You guys will never admit. You'll always say, Marmite. Marmite.
But Marmite's the same thing.
As a Lebanese man, Chad is on, and you listen to what Chad says because he's always right. Chad, okay. Chad, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, mate, it's horrible.
Nah, mate, what are you doing?
It's just horrible. My wife is Australian, and I've tried it years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's salty, nah. And it's not.
She's not making it the right way. That. Come over to the Virgin Radio Studios. I'll make it the right way.
But see, like, the way Chris just made it, right, Chad, is like the teeniest amount of Vegemite just to give that little salty taste to the bread, and then that's fine.
I'll pass.
Virgin Radio, traffic
and weather together. Traffic. Are you in the friend zone? Now, what does that mean? That being in the friend zone means you're friends.
But you want more.
You want more than just being friends.
But you're unable to cross that barrier and make it into a relationship.
Have you been friends for too long and now you just can't? Like, now, I'm sorry, you can't go any further because that's it. Have you been in that friend zone, but you want to get out, but you're not sure if they want out? We want to take your calls right now. 04-871-5544. Have you been in the friend zone?
Are you in the friend zone right now?
Yeah, are you in the friend zone right now? Were you in it, but you got out and now you're in a relationship? 04-871-5544.
Found a list of ways to possibly get yourself out of the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
So this may help. Are you ready?
All right. Yes. How to get out of the friend zone.
Don't appear too needy. To get out of the friend zone quickly, stop acting all needy and desperate.
Okay.
When you're in a position where you constantly call or text them first, there are chances you're going to be taken for granted. Do not text first. But always reply to show that you're interested. Tip number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, distance yourself if you've already expressed your feelings, but it's not being reciprocated. They didn't say anything else. Just distance yourself. You don't need to, you know, shower them with all the love and attention.
Okay.
Get back on the dating scene. Maybe that will spark something in that person.
Like they're jealous.
Yeah. There'll be two situations here. Either they'll wake up and realize, wow, this person is slipping away, or they will have no difference in which, you know, they have no feelings for you.
Okay.
The other one is behave as if you're really busy. You don't always have to pick up their call on the first ring. Always respond instantly. Drop everything to help them out. Let them know that you have a life going on without them. Let you don't need them in your life.
Okay.
And then the final tip that I saw was, listen, at the end of the day, if the person has told you, all I want is a friendship, you just got to respect that. You can't force emotions on someone.
All right. So, I mean, that
those are good tips,
I think. They are good tips. They are good tips. Are you in the friend zone? Preetam, you are in the friend zone right now?
Uh-huh.
And you want out of the friend zone?
Yeah, it's been like 3 years now.
What's that?
It's been like 3 years now.
Oh, 3 years, dude.
So it's 3 years, you're in the friend zone, but you want to take it to the next step. You want to have a relationship with her.
You know, I just want to quit now because it's been a very long time.
Brother, can you put the phone to your ear so I can just hear you clearly? Is that all right?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. I just put the phone on my ears.
All right, there you go, mate. There, that's a little bit better. So you've been in this friend situation for 3 years, have you?
Yep.
Have you told her, like, hey, I want to be more than just friends?
I tried, but man, you know, things not going well.
What do you mean? You told her, and what did she say?
She said, still we are friends, it will take time, we are not ready for that, and we are just friends, I don't think that we can go further for that, you know, something like that.
Breathe them.
You know, all the girly stuff, man.
But breathe them. Listen to what she's saying. Give it up. She doesn't want a relationship. She's told you loud and clear.
But if he's persistent enough and becomes annoying enough, maybe she'll just give in.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
You're going to lose the friendship.
Maybe Preetam should do some of your tips that you just read out.
Well, the last tip was, if they've expressed that, listen, you're not getting out of the friend zone, you got to respect it and move on.
How often do you see your friend?
Daily.
You see her daily.
Oh, that's hard.
What, yep. Can I give her a call next and I can ask for you straight out?
No.
Why, bro? Let's do it right now. Let's do it on the radio. Let's just say straight out, Preetam like wants to take it further. Are you interested? If you're not, he'll move on and he'll get on with his life. Still be friends, but he'll get on with your life.
You know, the thing is, man, now things are going very bad now because like days back ago, I asked her out, but she said no. I cannot go other than the friendship now, so it's like hard for me. And you know, I want to quit, but she said, no, be friends, we are friends. So, you know, it's complicated now.
Because you actually did ask her out and she said no. Now you're just in this weird, like, position.
Very weird. So I just want to, you know, I just hear on the radio that you guys are, you know, solving the problem for this. I don't know. Maybe I thought that I can get some idea.
Okay, well, hold on. You know what, Preetam? We've got some ideas because Salem was in the friend zone, but he got out. Is that right, Salem?
Hey, it's Salim.
Salim, yeah, man, how are you? Have you got out of the friend zone?
Yeah, basically, I have a recipe for that. I mean...
Well, you've been in it many times. Are you using it?
No, listen. A girl should know what your intentions are from the beginning. So I think that you should also portray that you're a bit of a player as well. And basically, do not give more than you take. So when the other party, when the lady knows that you will not give before you also take a bit, that will take you really out of the friend zone and really put you in a position where you either know if it's a yes or a no.
Smart.
No, I'm confused by all that. I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
I felt like I was playing basketball. Once you're in the game, you're in and you let them know that you're out and you're back in.
I got it.
We'll go.
Okay, so he's basically saying the first important thing, most important thing that he said was make your intention clear from the start.
But you're becoming friends. Like you can't just be...
I mean, when you hold your emotions, I mean, and when you're like really keeping it inside of you, I mean, you're not doing anybody a favor. You're definitely not doing her a favor, and you're just hurting yourself. So why do that? Why be in that position and just act so nice, et cetera, when you know what you want? So you have to clearly state it and basically reciprocate.
Hmm.
And that's the thing. And then if you're, you know, seeing other people, they're going to either have that realization wake-up call. Oh, you know, I really do have feelings for them, or they're not going to care, and then, you know, they just want to remain friends.
I remember being younger, like, being friends with a few girls I had a crush on every single one of them. Like, I wanted to be in a relationship with every single one. Because
Mr. Needy.
I was just needy, and I wanted that. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you cross... I mean, I crossed the line a couple of times, and then it just didn't go well after that. We became...
We were in a relationship.
We were friends, and then we not really a relationship, but, you know, we got a little bit closer. And, that destroyed the friendship. So I think you have to be very careful with it because there is a high percentage chance that you are friends.
Yeah.
And then you cross it, and then things don't go right, and then you've ruined that relationship forever.
So you have to really make the call. Are you willing to lose this person?
And sometimes you are because you're that infatuated or you're that into that person that you just need to know, like, either I'm going to be with you...
Or I'm not.
Or I can't.
Yeah.
The one person we haven't spoken to is Rossi. Now, he is the guru.
Oh.
Yes, ladies. If you want to... Or men, I mean.
Or ladies.
Or ladies. Either, doesn't matter.
All right, cool. Thanks so much. All right, so we haven't, it's sort of a new segment that we're doing on the show. We thought, let's bring it up, because a lot of the time after the show, we are talking about what we're watching. So we've got Nala in the studio right now.
Hello!
It's, what are we watching?
Love it.
What should we watch? So much of us are staying at home, watching things on Netflix, on Amazon Prime, Stars Play,
OSN,
you name it. We're going to the theatres, we're going to the movies. What should we be watching? So, Nala, you're pretty much up to date. I mean, you watch a lot.
Yeah, I'm currently watching 10 shows.
10 shows.
At the same time. That's amazing.
At the same time, yes.
So, what do we got? Okay, tell us something that we should be watching. We should go home and watch at some stage.
Okay, we're going to first start with Netflix.
Okay.
We have, of course, the one and only Money Heist.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
If you haven't seen it, it's basically about a group of people who are robbing a bank. Now, this is four parts. The last part is coming out December 3rd. So you can catch up the part four came out.
I'm now confused. Yes. You just lost me.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
You've lost me. Why are you nervous for?
It's my first time, but I'm going to do it.
It's
Hold
your
on.
First time what?
First time talking about shows I'm very excited about.
Yeah, okay, but we do it on the show. We do it after the show every day.
The time. Let me start
Don't be
over.
Nervous. You look, see, Rossi, look, he's got a job here. Like, just have a look at that. He still has a job. How many years now, Ross?
10, something
10
like that.
Years.
I'm your benchmark, so you
I
can't
will
go
start
wrong.
Start over.
You can't
Starting
go
out.
Wrong.
So what are we watching, Nala?
Netflix. I'm going to start with Money Heist. It's number one in the UAE.
Okay.
It is very nice. It's very crime, funny. It's a Spanish show. We have four parts out right now. The last part, the finale is coming out in December. So in 3
Lovely.
Months.
Okay. What
and
else?
Then we have Clickbait, which I know pretty you're a fan of.
Loved it. Finished it.
It's a mystery murder drama. It follows a guy who's been kidnapped and basically his wife and his sister are looking for him.
Why do all ladies like drama, by the way, Chris? Have you got that?
It's a crime thriller.
Like
I'm not commenting on that sexist comment.
Just, why does he
I'm
say
not part
stuff
of his
like
sexist
that?
Comment.
I'm just saying because my wife always wants to watch depressing stuff and
it's
I'm like...
It's a crime thriller.
Why do you like...
You're
I'm
so
digging
weird.
A hole.
Keep going.
Digging a hole.
And to keep an eye this month, we have coming up the Michael Schumacher. It's the documentary of the F1 racer. It's
now
coming
we're talking.
Out September 15th.
Now we're talking.
We also have a very nice Turkish show that I highly recommend. It's called Love 101. It's coming out September 13th.
Okay, where else are we going now?
We're going now to OSN.
Okay.
We have The White Lotus.
Which is?
It's about...
It's a lotus cake. They've just made it white.
It's not.
Tastes amazing.
It's an island in Hawaii that has a resort and we have a bunch of guests coming in and the mystery between them, the drama.
Nice.
And we meet every guest. Finally, we have Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
If you have not seen the Cinderella story, the whole three movies, this is a new make of it. And I really like it. It's from Camila Cabello. She's starring in it. What I love about this one is it doesn't primarily focus on she wants to get married rather than she focusing on her goals wanting to make dresses. So it's a new twist, a new modern twist. I feel like every person should watch the show.
This is Cinderella?
Yeah, yes. With Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello. It's on Amazon Prime.
Is Shawn Mendes in it?
No.
Oh, watch it then.
Finally, we're going to go to the theaters and cinema. We have the one and only Shang-Chi.
Everyone's talking about this movie, huh?
Basically the new era of Marvel.
I wasn't talking about it, so not everyone was talking
everyone
about it.
We were talking about
Chris.
It.
Yeah.
It is a very nice
Hold.
Movie.
You said the other day I was going to go see it in the movies.
Did you?
And you didn't.
Yeah,
so you
right.
were talking about
she's
it.
Right, I was
Don't
talking.
Even mess with me.
It is so good. So Shang-Chi, we have it. It's the first Asian superhero. It's
super cool.
It's going crazy. I highly recommend it. If you don't know Marvel, it's fine.
Okay. What about, hold on, Mr. Miyagi? He was a superhero to me.
Not for Marvel.
Not for Marvel.
For Marvel, okay.
Mr.
Marvel.
Miyagi, yeah.
Daniel-san, son of the floor.
Anybody who can catch flies with chopsticks is right amazing.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Daniel-san, wax on. Wax off.
Okay.
Great character. May he rest in peace, by the way.
Yes. And it's coming out on Disney Plus and OSN on October 18th.
Okay.
If you don't want to watch it in this theater. And finally, I'm going to just do a small mention. Keep an eye on Timothy Chalamet's movie, Dune and Zendaya. I don't know what the plot is. No one knows what the plot is. It's very complicated. It's based on books. But something to look out for. It was shot in Abu Dhabi Desert. So...
There you go. When is that coming out?
September 23rd.
Voice gets very high there.
When she gets excited about Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it gets very high.
Timothy Chalamet is something else. They were doing now promoting the film, and he was speaking in French. I don't understand a single word in French. But
you loved it.
But I was dying.
Let's have a look at Nala's perfect man here. How do you spell his surname? Chalamet.
She reminds me of Nanny Fine. Do you know this show?
What?
Do you know this TV show? The Nanny?
Not at all. Is it like Nanny?
Can you say Mr. What was his name? What was the boss?
Mr. Sheffield.
Can you go Mr. Sheffield?
And that Mr. Sheffield.
Like just as you say.
Mr. Sheffield.
Yeah, she's the Nanny. Oh, I love you, Nala. We love Nala. There she is. What should we be watching?
CC. The kids are actually smiling. She's the lady in red. When everybody else is green tan.
It's Nala.
The flashy girl from Flushing.
What's my age again? What's my age again?
We only want to guess your age by the sound of your voice. Can we do it? Let's see. Hey, Nadine, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How about you?
We're doing well, Nadine. All right, so we want to guess Nadine's age by the sound of your voice. We're allowed to ask you one question each. All right, Nadine?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. All right, here we go. Nadine, you sound pretty young. Okay.
Sounds young.
But I think the voice can be deceiving. So, right, Nadine.
Okay.
Do you or did you ever use public telephones or pay phones regularly?
Good question, pretty.
I've used them, but not regularly.
Okay, use them, but not regularly. Okay, that's my question.
Hi, Nadine. This is Rossi here.
Hi, Rossi.
When Michael Jackson died...
Oh, my goodness.
He always does as well.
What were you doing?
Laugh at.
Is it weird that I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing?
No, I think it's we all know. We all know. But yeah, what were you doing?
I was at Tony Roma's on Sheikh Zayed Road having chicken wings, and I saw it on the TV there.
Were you with your friends, yeah?
That's two questions. Yeah. You can't do that.
Not your parents.
It's Rossi.
Elaborate.
I was with my friends and my sister.
Okay.
Nice. Chris,
do you
mm-hmm.
have kids?
No, I don't have kids. Do animals count?
No, animals don't count. Animals don't count, unfortunately. But, okay.
Okay.
So we've got the three bits.
Okay.
We're not allowed to ask any more questions. How old is Nadine?
Okay. I wrote mine down. I don't know. It's a lot of varying answers there.
I know.
Put me off a little. You've put me off, Nadine.
Okay, pretty, hold up.
I said 29.
Rossi?
32.
I said 31.
Nadine, how old are you?
This is the first time anybody's over-guessed my age. I usually get 18, 19, but I'm 27.
27!
Rossi gets it. She's the nearest.
Pretty wins it. Well, I just thought you have... Yeah, you do have a young-sounding voice, but I thought you were trying to...
Fool us.
Fool us, you see.
Yeah.
All right, Nadine. Well done. Let's go to Nicholas. Nicholas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, mate. We're well. We're trying to guess Nicholas's age by the sound of his voice. Let's go ask a couple of questions here. Pretty, what have you got?
Okay, Nicholas, what was your favorite music group or musician growing up? Like, who was your favorite?
I'm actually going to say the Kooks.
The Kooks? The who?
The Kooks, wow. They're
you
amazing.
Might know what they are.
They're amazing, mate. I've seen them in the amphitheatre.
The Kooks.
The Kooks.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're brilliant.
Okay.
It's not saying it's your fault. Oh, no, you should have done more.
Rossi, your question.
Okay. Okay, so what was your fashion sort of trend when you were younger? You know, like that sort of embarrassing fashion trend that you used to do?
I wouldn't say embarrassing. I'd say the usual, just like a lad, you know, your jeans and a top, Converse sort of look.
Like no, like you know, special style of jeans, or did you wear skinny jeans when you were growing up, or baggy jeans? I don't know.
This is Rossi's asking 17 questions.
Definitely not baggy jeans.
Okay.
Skinny.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And so Chris,
mate, when did you move to Dubai? What year was it? Or UAE?
I moved over last year, March, just before lockdown.
Okay.
Have you been a Five of the Palm?
Hey!
Wait, okay, so...
Definitely, yes. Definitely.
I'm trying to do the maths here, because I reckon you were 18 in 2006, so what would that be? How old would you be?
48, Ross.
Okay, everyone write down your answers.
18 in 2006.
Nicholas, you didn't give anything away.
He doesn't sound like someone that would have left like home for a while, like they would have wanted him out. Like, okay, Nicholas, go do your thing. Get out. So I think he would have just moved. He's made a big decision. Go, what are you doing, Ross?
I'm going to say Nicholas is 31.
Ooh, I'm going to go same, 29.
I'm saying 27. I think Nicholas is 27. Younger, okay. Yeah. How old are you, Nicholas?
I am 26.
Yes! Oh, yes! I did it!
Wow.
Nice work.
Definitely at five of the palm.
He's not. No, he won't.
No, he just said yes. He said twice yes, he's gone.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's gone.
I've been there. I've been there.
Yeah, I can picture it. All right, thanks, Nick. Appreciate it, mate. Welcome. Cheers, guys. Welcome to the country. That's it. No more time. No more time. But yeah. There it is. We've somewhat successful.
Yeah. I think you were the winner there.
Somewhat successful. When I was in the States, I was at the local fair, and there's a girl that's sitting there, and she guesses your weight.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She tries to identify your weight, and then you step on a scale. If she's right, you obviously walk away, and you spent it's $10 a go. And she didn't get my weight.
Yes.
She said over.
Nah, she said under. She said I was like 91 kilos or in pounds, whatever they use in the States.
Right.
I was like, nah, I'm a fatty, 106 kilos, honey. And then I got a big teddy bear as a prize.
What a terrible thing to do at a fair.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine you got on and she was like over by 20 pounds. How would you feel?
I feel good.
It's terrible.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us. Oh, man, nice. Already Thursday tomorrow. This is great.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick week.
We had our Vegemite. You enjoyed your Aussie Vegemite?
I liked it. So we've had a trend this week. So much food. So are we going to do more food tomorrow?
Maybe bring in a breakfast that you guys would traditionally eat in India.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't mind trying something different.
What's that like? What do you have? Roti, is it? Roti or?
No.
Is it a lot of effort?
Yeah, it's too much effort, guys.
Bring it in, Prit. Nah, we want you to do it.
Nah, I'm good,
thank you.
She's
not going to do it. Okay.
Lazy.
Sheena is up next. Have a great morning. She's got 104 minutes of commercial-free music. Minutes away from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yellow bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.